And it seems to me that in addition to the contributions, there's been some measure of sort of galvanizing the Nordic community in the country by this too, which is perhaps a secondary benefit, but I think an important one nonetheless.
I get postcards from athletes that say the same thing. And you know, to get a postcard from Ida Sargent from Europe, or when she's home after 6 months on the road, to get a perspective from a skier that's either been in Europe or lives in Vermont that I might see twice a year, to just reiterate what you just said. Wherever we go, we now feel like we're together as a community. And it's no longer, well, she skis for Craftsbury or those people ski for APU sort of thing. It's all of us together, and it's just exciting.
Yeah, I can only guess that some of the letters, and including maybe some that you know, you haven't shared publicly, have been deeply touching letters of thanks.
They keep me going when I get a little burnout.
Yeah, I bet they do. I think the Nordic skiers have been always so appreciative. I mean, you know, our funding sources have been up and down, and you know, there have been different philosophies over time that have governed the distribution of those funds, and it seems I really like the idea of it having very strong tentacles in the grassroots aspect of the sport.
One thing I can say about our athletes, besides being the fittest athletes on the planet, the best looking athletes on the planet, is they're the nicest people and humble. It's been a great byproduct to get to know so many different athletes across the country that know how to say thank you, know how to be appreciative, and ask, well, what can we do to help? It's critical for them to be the ambassadors, because then people feel more a part of it, that they're not just funding some athlete that thinks of themselves as a superstar. So it is that sense of community.
Yeah, indeed. And so you picked up maybe 2 or 3 years ago Nordic Combined. How has that aspect of the program gone?
It's gone well. I've learned a lot about Nordic Combined, and I know you know a heck of a lot about it as well, Peter. I approached Carrie Lynch a few years ago, and it just seemed to me to be a good fit. They were on their own. As Carrie explained to me, they're small but mighty. And it's a much smaller community, but they have exactly the same needs. And I wanted them to be a part of it. And their scope of pillar projects is a little smaller. They have some awesome donors. Billy DeMong has been a huge ambassador in promoting the sport, and he was recently named to our board of directors. So I look to them in terms of what their needs are. They have the autonomy to, one, pick their own pillar projects. The board does have oversight on financials and approving those pillar projects. But two, donors can have direct ability. So we don't just say it's all in the NNF pot and then we arbitrarily divide it. People can say, no, I want to give to cross country, or I want to give to Nordic Combined. It gives people a bit of freedom to say this is where I want my money to go. And it's they've raised their funding significantly as a result, so I feel good that the organization has helped that sport in this regard.
And now coming up, you're going to have a town meeting at Park City during the time of the USSA Congress. by doing that, which I think is fabulous, what are you hoping to gain by that meeting?
One, to just be open with people as to here's what we've done, here are the results, here's how much we raised, so that you know about it. Two, what are your thoughts? Do you have some ideas that we haven't considered? Tell us how those ideas would work. You know, if it sounds like a good idea, we'll do it. So we want to be open and inclusive. Three, some people, as a result of these meetings, say, I want to help. That's awesome. Gus Keating is a great example of that, where I got to know Gus in the last 2 years or so, and he's like, well, why don't you come out to Vermont, and we'll have a dinner every year. So it's a matter of co-opting people to help us, help themselves. And again, Gus is an example of, he's not just about his own club, but helping the greater picture. So at Congress, we have all these people from all over the country. We have a huge opportunity to speak to, you know, all corners of our community at one time. And getting their feedback as well as their interest in helping is the goal. You know, if 100 ideas are exchanged and maybe we only end up with a handful of them in terms of implementing, we still need those ideas.
That's great. And finally, before we wrap it up, Dave, I want to ask you now, when will you be, I know it's ongoing, but when will you be rolling out this year's campaign?
That's a good question. It starts with getting input at the town hall meeting. It starts with, the next steps are some changes on our website and communications, as well as an upcoming board meeting in terms of what are our directions. So you'll see it sort of begin slowly late this spring, during to the summer. And as you may have noticed, by late summer, we are ramping up and becoming quite vocal, mm-hmm. if you will. And it builds to a fever pitch by November. So our communications have kind of been like a Burma Shave advertising campaign. As you drive down the road and you see one billboard after another, we sort of tell the story as we go, and then people see the full picture. Partly because we're all volunteers, we can't focus on this every day, all day long, so it comes in pieces. But that's historically been our approach.
Well, it certainly also is a never-ending journey, and one that all of you, the board of directors and the early founders, going back to Reed and what he accomplished, and the segue to what's going on now, and also a very big thank you to the Nordic community that has stepped up and really participated in a vigorous, robust way. It's been pretty exciting to see. So, Dave, I really want to thank you. We'll look forward to seeing you at the convention, and really nice to have you take part in this edition of Talking with the Gravy Train.
Thanks, Peter.
All right. Well, Dave, thank you so much. As always, we'd like to know how you feel about today's program. You can send us a message at SkiTracks.com. I'm Peter Graves. We'll see you next time.